Welcome to the Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. If you would like to contact Brother Mike Bronner, his mailing address is P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833, or you can reach him at KRSA at area code 907-772-3891. It's time now for the Fishers of Men on KRSA.
Been to Calvary,
to the cross,
I've been forgiven,
washed in the blood,
been on my knees at his feet,
been saved eternally,
at the pearly gates, I know I'll enter in.
There's just one reason, heaven knows where I've been.
I've been lost in the wrong direction, more times than I can count, heaven knows. I've been until I met the Savior and he changed my life forever. Heaven knows where I've been. I've been to Calvary,
to the cross,
I've been forgiven,
washed in the blood,
been on my knees at his feet,
been saved eternally,
at the pearly gates, I know I'll enter in.
Just one reason, heaven knows where I've been.
Took a turn at the crossroad, it was there I found the way home. Heaven knows where I've been. Ever since, I'm so grateful for the day he saved my soul. Heaven knows where I've been. I've been to Calvary,
to the cross,
I've been forgiven,
washed in the blood,
been on my knees at his feet,
been saved eternally,
at the pearly gates, I know I'll enter in.
Enter in, there's just one reason, heaven knows where I've been.
Been to Calvary,
to the cross,
I've been forgiven,
washed in the blood,
been on my knees at his feet,
been saved eternally,
at the pearly gates, I know I'll enter in.
Enter in, there's just one reason, heaven knows where I've been.
At the pearly gates, I know I'll enter in.
Enter in.
Hello, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. We're thankful to be able to be back to the radio station once again today and have what we consider another God-given opportunity that might come this way and try to bring a message from the Word of God. We sincerely appreciate everyone who has tuned in. Thank you for your attention and thank you for your prayers. We come this time week by week trying to bring and present messages from the Word of God, and I certainly do appreciate those of you who have contacted us and let us know that you're listening and that you're praying for the program and praying for this work as it goes on here out of Petersburg, where we broadcast from southeast Alaska. There are stations out around this area that also carry this program up in Haines and over in Sitka. And we also have this, the radio station makes available at this time these messages to be heard live over the internet. And then we work with a group to provide past recordings, which are posted on a website, which is tied with this program as well. That website is called fisherofmenbaptistic.com, fisherofmenbaptistic.com. That's one Fisher, and then it's at the end of that, Fisher of Men Baptistic is like Baptist, but it's baptistic.com, and there's a radio link there that anyone who'd like to go to that have access to it, that you can go and listen to past broadcasts. If you have missed some programs or missed a portion of a program, you can go back and study along with the program, and there is just wonderful opportunities to hear the Word of God and consider what has been presented, not because that I'm the one who presents it, but because what we are presenting is from the Word of God. And just hope and pray that this work will go on and will prosper as the Lord sees fit. So thank you again for tuning in. Appreciate your attention, appreciate your prayers, and ask you to prayerfully support the work with your prayers. We had a song played as we come on. Hope you've enjoyed the good song. That's a little bit different pace than what that we normally choose to or elect to have played before we come on. But enjoy the good message there. I like the way it opens up, saying that I've been down on my knees in prayer, and I know the great benefit of that, and seeking God with all your heart and just pouring your soul out to the Lord. There's much benefit there, coming honest. There's no way to lie to God, even if you wanted to. It's always best to just come all the way open and make that humble approach to God. And the great benefit that comes from it is worth singing about. And I enjoy the good song, enjoy the thoughts in it, and hope you have as well. I had that album shared with us. Some brethren from back home purchased that and sent it to us. And we've enjoyed the songs on it and enjoyed the opportunity to play it. Hope that you've enjoyed that as well. We need to go to the Lord in prayer. And then after we pray, we'll try to take up the thought that's on our heart. So if it's to where you can, you'd like to join with us, let us pray. Blessed and wise Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for your rich many blessings, which you've so richly conveyed upon us through thy Son, Christ Jesus. And we're thankful, Lord, for your mercy, asking you to forgive us our sins, forgive us our shortcomings. Help us, Lord, that we might walk in the truth always, forgiving us and strengthening us and directing us, Lord, that the things which we say and do, that, Lord, they truly be those things which are good and right in your sight. And we believe therein is where we'll be the most helpful to those with whom we come in contact with. We pray you'd bless this work. Help it, Lord, to be such that it'd be benefit to others. Just help us, Lord, not that we'd be anything or have a great name among men, but help us, Lord, that we might ever do the work you'd have us to do. The Lord, that those who hear that's presented, that, Father, they'd know of a truth, that they've heard the Word of God and hear the great call of the shepherd as he calls out to the souls of men and women to yield unto him. We ask you, Lord, to help us to be faithful in the work. The Lord, that what's said and done indeed would be such as to help eternity-bound men and women to prepare for the day when we must leave this walk of life and cross over to that better country. We pray, Lord, again, you'd remember the many sad and needy circumstances. Remember those who are not well. Remember those who are sad and lonely. We pray, Lord, that you'd ever make us wise. Yea, grant wisdom such, Lord, as is powerfully needed to interact and to help all such. We ask you, Lord, to ever hold our mind and hold our hearts, Father, in thy hand that you could direct and use. Lord, we pray for those who have been saved, that you would ever lead and guide to the great house of God. Help thy church to be the beacon in the night you'd have her be. Ye, Lord, forgive us for complacency and stir us up. Father, as we enter into time of revival, we pray that you'd grant indeed a great stirring of the souls of men and women. Pray, God, for our country, that you'd forgive her her sins. And, Lord, though she turn astray, we pray that you'd forgive her, correct her, and help her, Lord, to make steps and directions which that indeed and that you could be that you could smile upon and bless. We pray, Lord, though we know we fail to ask many things, fail not to grant, for we seek all blessings and favors in the name of Christ Jesus. For his name's sake we do pray. Amen. As we prepared for this time, this opportunity to stand, we find ourselves over in the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy is one of the what's sometimes called the pastoral epistles, one of the letters written by the Apostle Paul to the young preacher Timothy. Here in this second book of Timothy, when you read it, you find yourself considering a older brother who's writing last words, things which that if you think about someone who's been a mentor or a teacher of someone and they know that their time is short and that there's not time, maybe much time of their life left, the final things they'd like to say and share would come to mind. These are the things they'd like to share and be sure that they pass on before they depart. And you really get a sense similar to this in this letter of the things which are written from the Apostle Paul to the young preacher Timothy. We'd like to read out of the first chapter of this epistle. So in 2 Timothy chapter 1, we'll begin reading with verse 8 and read a few verses of Scripture. It says, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." Well, the mistakes we may have made, this gives us a reading lesson out of 2 Timothy. We've read out of the first chapter. We've read from verse 8 down through verse 13. In reading these scriptures, we find that again we're taking up the next what's called article of faith. Those who've been following the programs know that over the last period of time here, we've been addressing what's called the Articles of Faith, sometimes referred to as the 18 Articles of Faith. These are just general beliefs, things which that touch on particular doctrines, which are held common among those who study the Bible and love the Word of God. And in this portion, article, we find this portion of the Word of God to deal with introductory thoughts relating specifically to the topic of this article. Now, anyone who would like to study in more detail the things which we've been considering, you can do so at the website under the link Articles of Faith. We touch on them in brief here, trying to give specifics so that the thought will be clearly conveyed. However, for a more in-depth study, time can be invested in reading for free there on the website. Any of those materials from the website are always free, so feel free to share. Feel free to enjoy any of that you may like to enjoy. And this article, the title of this article, refers to the perseverance of saints. The perseverance of saints, that's their steadfastness, their stick-to-itness, their continuing on, persevering. And I find that in this scripture, there's a great introductory verse relating to this where the Apostle Paul said, or he wrote, as recorded in the 12th verse of this first chapter, where it said that he was not ashamed, for he knew, he said, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." The very things committed unto the Lord are going to persevere. They're going to be sustained. And I find that the Apostle Paul had a confidence, one of them that you might, the kind of confidence you might say is a sold out type of confidence. There's no yea and nay about it. There's no maybe. Oh, I think. It's I know. I am persuaded. That word persuaded means convinced. And beyond any doubt, they are convinced. And this convinced condition is based upon the ability, the firm trust in the ability of the Savior, Christ Jesus. And so, with this introductory thought, we want to talk about how saints persevere, what we believe, what we find the Bible to teach about saints persevering. And we'll read what the article says and then refer to some scriptures. It says, "We believe that such only are real believers as endure to the end." And I believe that to be the truth. People who are true believers, truly they've been convicted deeply of their sin. They have sought and found God, and they remain faithful to Him because they are true believers, not those who use lip service or who make a mental decision, but from the heart they have come to God with that repentance toward God and faith toward Jesus Christ, come the conviction way, the deep down godly sorrow way, because it's godly sorrow that works repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, not to be turned away from, not to be fled from, but true heartfelt salvation, where godly sorrow has worked repentance to that salvation. So a verse of Scripture which calls this to our attention is found in, we'll refer to a couple of verses out of 1 John. Now 1 John is right back close to the Revelation. 1 John in chapter 2, beginning in verse 27. Here we're referring to the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit in the hearts of believers. The Holy Spirit here is referred to as the anointing. But make no doubt about it, this is referring to the third person of the Godhead, a work of the Spirit of God. So then in verse 27 says, "But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him." So keeping this in mind, the Spirit of God working in the children of God convince. It works to convince. It works to persuade, to point out. Indeed, thus and so is the will of God, and that in abiding, according to the will of God, there'll be no falling away. There's perseverance. And this is how the Spirit leads. This is how the Spirit works in the hearts of the children of God who will be faithful to step out and follow after Him. I think about another verse over in 1 John in chapter 5. Now, 1 John chapter 5 refers to the individual, how the individual who has been saved, who has that precious gift of soul salvation down inside, how they yield themselves to the Lord. I find this, it says, "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not," referring to the soul, the inward man. "But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not." That's talking about the devil not touching the child of God, because that there is a keeping taking place. And that is that child of God yields to God's will, and the Spirit of God works within that person, be it a female or a male. And that makes no difference, as the Spirit of God works within that individual who's yielding themselves to the Lord, that they'll abide. They'll stay right where God would have for them to be. Yeah, they may stumble. They may get sidetracked over certain things, but there'll be a recovery as the Spirit of God works within them to lead and to draw them according to God's will. I think about this article continues on. It says, "We believe that such only are the real believers as endure unto the end, that their persevering attachment to Christ is the grand mark which distinguishes them from superficial believers." Now, a superficial believer, or just a superficial professor, that's someone who has professed that they believe Jesus is the Son of God. But a superficial means just on the surface. The type of belief that brings us to the gift of salvation is a belief from the heart. "For it's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness," so says Romans 10 and 10. It's down in the heart, in the soul. That's where that we believe to find that great gift of God in soul salvation. The gift which the Apostle Paul said that it is soul salvation. It's the gift of God, and it's not of works, lest any man should boast. So a verse of Scripture which teaches us about this persevering attachment that distinguishes the true believers from superficial professors is over in 1 John in chapter 2. 1 John in chapter 2 and verse 19. Scripture here says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." They left. They departed. Why? Because they were not of the fold of God. Speaking of how the Lord referred to his followers when he is speaking of himself as the shepherd and his followers as his sheep. And that those who were not his, that they fled, they left. Why did they leave? This verse of scripture says, because they were not of us. So these who that were not of us, they're just superficial believers. They believed with the mouth. Perhaps they believed with the mind and they spoke with the mouth. But not realizing it's with the heart man believeth and receives the gift of salvation. They were just superficial in their belief. I think about another good example. Over in the book of the Gospel according to John, this is sometimes called the Big John. It has 21 chapters in it. And in John, and in chapter 6, as we read out of John chapter 6, we read of an occasion where that there were believers who were close to Christ, but then something happened. And when that something happened, the scripture says in verse 66, it says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, that's the apostles, those who no doubt had been saved, even one among them, though, was a devil, Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed the Lord. But these 12 were standing there, and the Lord said, will ye also go away? Here's this great crowd, this great multitude following close to the Lord. And there was a teaching that was presented, and they were just stupefied. They didn't understand it. It was something which was beyond their understanding. And they went away. And as all this congregation, this great crowd was leaving, the Lord turned to these little band that had been following him for his whole ministry. He said, will you also go away? Are you going to leave also? And Peter said unto him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You know, this is something that's truly an identifying characteristic of those who love the Lord, who've been saved and they're going to follow him. They're not looking for anywhere else to go. They know what they found. It's like Paul said, he wasn't ashamed. He said, for I know in whom I believed, and I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. On the basis of the relationship of the child of God with the Son of God, that there is no forsaken in sight. Though others may walk off, and then even we may grow complacent and cold at times, but to walk off and leave, why, to where shall we go? Where are we going to go? And he goes further and says, we know and are persuaded that thou hast the word of life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. We believe and are sure. Think about the perseverance of the one who in the spite, it'd be easier just get caught up with the crowd as all the multitudes are walking off, but to stand there in the face of that, it professes a great confidence that we are, like he says here, we believe and are sure. There's no doubt about it. So, those who that persevere, their persevering attachment to Christ is the grand mark which distinguishes them from these other superficial believers, these superficial professors. Going on, this article says that a special providence watches over their welfare, and they are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. So there's a special providence which watches over their welfare. Here's a very familiar scripture. A familiar scripture which is quoted, and I can't even begin to express the number of times I've heard this verse quoted, but it's so appropriate to express how that there is a special providence watching over those who will indeed persevere to the end. And that's in Romans 8 and 28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All things work together for good for those. Boy, what a great confidence we have in finding God, yielding to serve him, and how he takes special providence over those who are so committed unto him. I think about a prophecy over in the book of Jeremiah, bringing this to our attention, the Lord, speaking by the prophet, he said, "They shall be my people, and I'll be their God, and I'll give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good. But I'll put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me." God looking forward, looking at how he's going to deal with men and women. He says this about us: "They will not depart from me, because I'm going to enter into this special relationship with them." One last thought as our time gets swiftly passing away. Speaking of how they'll be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Very familiar scripture out of the book of Philippians and in chapter 1. Philippians 1:6 says this. He says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Until that very day, God will be working with those, working in the hearts of those he've yielded themselves to them. And I do want to just touch one more section of scripture. This is in the book of Jude, which is right before the book of Revelation. In these closing verses of the book of Jude, be our closing words for this program. "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." And to that we say amen as well, as we think about those saints who that persevere unto the end. Once again, not of anything they've done, but according to the great power of God, work toward those who fully believe upon him and yield to his will. Hope something's been brought out. It's been helpful. If so, you be careful to thank the Lord for that. And because it's to him we look for our direction as we try to prepare and then try to stand and bring the message. Thank you again for tuning in. Continue to pray for us, and we'll pray for you as well. Again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church.
You have been listening to The Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. And you can contact Brother Bronner at area code 907-772-3891, or you can reach him by mail at P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833. Thank you for listening to The Fishers of Men on KRSA.